Metal artist Erika Koivunen is accustomed to working with found objects. Her large metal birds are made from scrap metal, rusted garden shears, and broken, shiny things.
We are building the heck out of a 32-foot tall tree. So far it's got 23 branches, 200 and some flowers, 5 birds, a couple bugs.
We are in her workshop, and in the center stands the trunk of a huge metal tree sculpture. Some of its branches are outside, and the rest can be found throughout the shop. The shelves hold metal flowers, bugs, and birds. There are too many to count, and too much work for one person. Koivunen says a lot of people donated time and materials to help breathe life into the tree.
Of all the materials that people donated, what I chose were shovels to have some kind of consistency in the design and aesthetic. And the shovels are kind of cut so that they go around the pipe.
Koivunen says the city of Madison donated a number of large barrels of twisted and rusted metal pulled from the Woolley Street construction sites. She says the deconstruction of the street was the beginning of something beautiful.
All of a sudden, here we are with murals, with poetry in the street, with historical markers on the horizon, with a gateway sculpture. So it's not just about this piece, it's really about an enlivening of Willie Street.
It's a natural fact that all trees grow from a seed. I wonder if that's true for a tree made of steel.
We are trying to cultivate our roots. This is the time capsule. On it, it says, Willie Street, Madison, Wisconsin, time capsule 2014. And then I have a little copper shield like that is holding all the bits in, and I pull that out. And then inside it are all the treasures. So our tree has this foundation that is, it's cement and rebar and pipe or square tubing. It's just like, it's not romantic enough, it's not rooty enough, it's not organic enough. So this time capsule is going to be our spiritual roots.
Spiritual roots are lovely, but Koivunen also has to make sure the sculpture stays put. That's where Aaron Howard comes in. He's a blacksmith with a history of creating monumental sculptures. He says while Koivunen designed the look of the tree, he focused on making sure it would stand.
You know, when you build big work, the first thing you see is, like, how's the structure doing? You know, are the bolts holding up? Is everything tight? Are the branches in the right order? When it's windy, there'll be nights. I'm like, oh, I wonder what the tree's doing. Hope the tree's good. It's pretty windy. But it should be. I mean, it's overbuilt. Every aspect of it is completely overbuilt.
Howard and Koivunen say it took 2 years to take the tree from the seed of an idea to the 32-foot-tall sculpture it is today. At the risk of mixing metaphors, Koivunen says she doesn't know which mammal has the longest gestation period. All she knows is that this was the longest pregnancy of her life, and she's ready to set this kid free.
I am definitely happy to see it out in the world, and I'm ready to watch it patina and watch people have ideas about it and see really who it becomes when, you know, when it's been there for a while.
I'm excited to see what its personality becomes in the community.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What people make of it.
We put a lot of hard work into it, and we put a lot of love into it. And
the biggest challenge of a piece like this is building something this big, making it flow together without ever seeing it together. We won't see this assembled until everybody else sees it assembled.
Ho, 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 Mr. Howard. I'm willing to bet making sure everything flowed wasn't the biggest challenge you two faced. Did I forget to mention they're married?
We've worked together in this shop space for 5 years, but we never had to work this intimately on projects and other projects too, creatively. And that was probably the biggest stepping stone, was to get, you know, to not tell the other person that they're stupid and that my idea is right, damn it!
And the only reason you don't like my idea is because it's mine. Somebody else said it. You totally.
I will pull your hair.
No, there was a lot. There was a lot of orating loudly, discovering each other, discovering.
Communication, just high volume communication. We communicate. Had to work on our communication.
We never threw anything at each other.
Never threw anything at each other.
No, because that is a danger right here. Yes. You cannot just pick something up and throw it at someone's head.
But like a tree, be it steel or wood, This couple has strong roots.
I know that I couldn't have built this piece if Aaron wasn't here. I know that.
Same here.
Say it.
Here, I could not have built it without you being here, dear. Darling.
Thanks,
apple
honey.
Of my eye.
I'm so happy you feel that way.